Welcome back to Taboo Topic. I'm your host, Ken Drew, the usual. Today will be a great episode, as I will talk about the battle we're having in this country over vaccinations. Should the government and private institutions have the right to mandate everyone to be vaccinated? Is it anybody's business? We'll discuss further in this episode. But first, I do want to remind everyone you could read future newsletters by typing in the URL at kenjin296.substack.com. I repeat, kenjin296.substack.com. Spell the word engine, put the letter K in front of the word engine, and then you get kenjin, one word, 296.substack.com. You can also follow me on Instagram by typing in kenjin_express. I repeat, kenjin_express. And then last but not least, you can follow me on Facebook by typing in Taboo Topic. Look for the logo that says Honesty Equals Understanding. This is Taboo Topic, ladies and gentlemen. A place where we dare to think out loud and question the narrative. After this break, we'll start the show off with the weekly Thinking Out Loud segment. Stay tuned.
I don't know, I'm sure a lot of people are not going to agree with this, but don't get the vaccine, you can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine, you don't show it, can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine, can't go to work. You don't have the vaccine, can't come here, no shirt, no shoes. No service. That's what I think we should be right now. Because we continue to waste our breath on people who are just not going to change. They're, you know, circular logic. They just keep going back and saying, well, it's my freedom, it's whatever. I'm free. Well, your kid's not free to give other kids meningitis in schools. You gotta take a vaccine to do that. You gotta take vaccines to get in order to get to be employed. So what is the big deal? And all these people are saying, I don't want to put this stuff in my body. They're out drinking on the weekend and putting other substances in their bodies. That's way worse for them than a vaccine. So, come on. Let's be real.
Welcome back to Taboo Topic. I'm your host, Ken Drew, with the Thinking Out Loud segment. And that was Don Lemon we just heard. Another hero of mine suggesting the unvaccinated ought to be segregated out of society. Here's what's interesting. The public figures from the left side of the aisle make those comments because they believe the unvaccinated are the bigger threats to others regardless of vaccination status. To be fair, there has been some rhinos following the script too. But the unvaccinated are creating more variants of the virus. The Delta virus is the result of people choosing not to get vaccinated, at least according to the narrative. That is odd considering the CDC just came out with a new report. The vaccinated are the super spreaders. In Massachusetts, 75% of the hospitalizations were vaccinated. The vaccinated carry more of the virus than the unvaccinated, and the Delta virus originated from India. Therefore, hear me out, therefore, wouldn't they be a real threat, or the real threat, not the unvaccinated? Imagine if we apply the same rhetoric towards the vaccinated, the same end it's been applied to the unvaccinated. You sheep! You carry more of the virus than us! You ought to stay home or be mandated to stay home. If you want to come out, show us proof you did not take the vaccine. Mask mandates for the vaccinated since y'all are the real super spreaders. You need to protect the unvaccinated. Now some may think, why do I have to stand for the decision of others? Why should we be punished for our decisions? To which I say yes! You are a threat to society based on your vaccination status. Hence, it is everyone's business what you decide to inject with. Is this pissing you off? Don't worry, it's only satire. I don't really believe in that. I do believe we the people being able to choose what we inject with, though. Does that mean if you choose not to get it, you're an anti-vaxxer? If you choose to get it, you are a sheep? To answer both, no. The vast majority of people who choose whether or not to be vaccinated have valid reasons and concerns. It's not to say those factors of either end doesn't exist. Sure, there's some who choose not to be vaccinated who are already anti-vaxxers, and those who get vaccinated treat the government's word as the holy grail of all science. The reality is we all want our life back. That's common ground. The other common ground is we should agree upon is being vaccinated or not does not mean you are infected. But the elite class has manipulated the public into believing the unvaccinated, at least, equates to being infected. Another problem we're seemingly at odds against is how we reach normalcy again. Should the government mandate the entire population to be vaccinated, or else? Should an ultimatum exist? Many players in the NFL aren't appreciative of Roger Goodell's ultimatum, many of whom are black. Why do I say this? Because data shows, contrary to popular belief, this is a bunch of conspiracy theorists, Trump voters with tinfoil hats listening to Fox News all day. Data shows the black community are the least likely to get vaccinated. An abnormally loyal Democrat voter base. The Hispanic community is not much better either. Though shifting, it also traditionally votes Democrat. Only 41% of Hispanics have been vaccinated, while 38% of the black community have been vaccinated. You know, I'm reminded of how these same elite class called requesting to show an ID to vote racist because it disproportionately affects those two groups, even though there was never data to back that. What I just told you is real data. Interesting, this isn't the narrative you hear or seen on your phone, isn't it? If these people used the same energy to dissent the idea of showing an ID to vote with these numbers, there's no way in hell these corporations, local, state, and federal governments would dare to come up with an authoritative policy. Authoritative? Yes. This is ultimately a power grab. Don't believe me? How many times have we seen Nancy Pelosi break her own mask mandate? What about Joe Biden ignoring a Supreme Court decision? Dr. Fauci not wearing a mask after lying to everyone masks work? How about Gavin Newsom eating out while everyone else is forced to stay in? Rules for thee and not for me, they say. And they are succeeding in dividing us, manipulating our emotions to turn on each other to achieve their agenda of converting America into China, a Marxist regime. Soon, if we don't wake up to their games, we will become China. The freedoms we gave up for the sake of, air quote, safety, will no longer be ours to hold, because let's be honest, when has the government been willing to give up power? When have they given those freedoms back? Remember, the people running these governments are still human too. And when given that power, idolization and lust for power often corrupts morality. Many Western countries around the globe are waking up and running mass protests against authoritative policies. In Paris, there's over 100,000 people protesting the vaccine passports. We had Italians recently protest and burn their vaccine passports in support of those who choose not to. America, is it our turn? See past the bullshit the elites are throwing at us and unify in freedom. And remember, the government works on our behalf, not themselves. Government is the people's business, and every man, woman, and child becomes a shareholder with the first penny of tax paid. With all the profound wording of our federal constitution, probably the most meaningful words are the first three: we the people. And those of us here today who have been elected to constitutional office and to the legislature are in that three-word phase. We are the people. We are chosen by the people to see that no permanent structure of government ever encroaches on the people's freedom or assumes a power beyond that which has been freely granted to us by the people. We stand between the taxpayer and the tax spender. Ronald Reagan. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break. Welcome back to Taboo Topic. I'm your host, Ken Drew. That was your Thinking Out Loud segment. What'd you think? Do you agree or disagree? Or you have questions? Reach out to me through the social media platforms I mentioned earlier. That said, I want to start off by reminding everyone I am by no means an expert. However, I stand the right to question these experts as well. Anybody who tells me to shut up and trust the science will further my skepticism. That said, take what I say with a grain of salt. I want to give you an understanding where I'm coming from when I share these thoughts. Now, to begin this segment, I want to share with you my observations based on my experience from deployment until now. There's an evolution. I vaguely remembered hearing about COVID at the end of 2019. At the time, I was living on the other side of the world, fending off sleep, more likely, to ensure terrorists didn't stand a chance to enter our base. I've ever seen some memes online, and there are whispers about among our peers, but frankly, nobody took it seriously. The whispers were getting louder, though, by the time we left by the end of February. During our transit, we had someone take our temperatures, and when we reached the German airport to return to the United States, we were hearing announcements in the airport. Anyone who traveled to China recently could not come unless you were a U.S. citizen. At least that's what I remembered. I could be wrong. When we returned to the United States, life was normal. People were aware of COVID, but nobody hit the panic button. Now, I would say that lasted about 2 weeks, and then we all know what happened next. Trump came up with the CDC guidelines to slow the spread. States came up with the lockdowns, and the rest of the globe was shut down. I remember driving to work with little to no traffic. It was a ghost town. It was freaky. I felt like I was in a horror movie, just waiting for something to pop up. Remember how driving the streets were? Anyone remember that? Let me know through the social media platform, comments through the social media platforms I mentioned earlier. But at the time, though, it made sense to me to lock everything down. Hell, I was all about doing my part to slow the spread. At times, I would question those who got upset with these lockdowns. I even liked the idea of kicking people out because they chose not to wear a mask. I was one of those people that thought they were selfish or crybaby. I remember seeing a video about an older gentleman complaining how he couldn't go into the barber shop because it was either closed or because they told him he had to wear a mask. And in my head, I thought, what a crybaby. It wasn't until the end of March my views started to shift. Dr. Fauci had flip-flopped on the effectiveness of masks. I had heard the lab theory leak in Wuhan at that point. But when that theory came out, especially after Trump came out of Trump's mouth, I saw the media and the Democrats were adamant on nobody questioning the narrative that it came from an animal and that the sky was falling. There was more data coming out too concerning how scientists miscalculated the deadliness of the virus, that 99% survival rate, right? Again, anything that spoke against the narrative, they were adamant, were quick to label people conspiracy theorists, tinfoil hats. Then I saw how the media spun Trump's word into taking hydrochloride into telling everyone to drink bleach, when he never said that to begin with. When that happened in particular, that's when I started to really become suspicious. First off, I know about you, but for me, I've never heard of scientists rebuke against thought or questioning thought results. I've never heard of that before. At that time, it seemed to be becoming its own religion. It seems that way right now, right? Shut the F up and trust the science, mother effer. Right? I'm trying to keep it PG-13, guys. Relax. But yeah, don't question us. Just listen. Comply. And if you do, we'll destroy or deplatform you. I want people to picture this. Imagine, okay, if you had a significant other demanding you stop questioning their faithfulness or else. And they demanded you trusted them. Wouldn't that be a red flag to any sane human being? I mean, honestly, wouldn't that be a red flag? A reason to be even more skeptical of their trustworthiness and how honest they're being? Now, lucky for me, I'm not a big name, nor at that time I had anything going on. I was safe. But like I've mentioned in the other episodes, the elite class did everything to distort the truth for the sake of the narrative. I have my speculations China's behind it. That's their market. Why else would they be so easy to believe China's conclusion of their private investigation, air quote, that the virus did not originate from the lab? Or how quick they were to throw a scientist from Hong Kong under the bus when she came out and said the virus came from a lab. It was man-made. It was manipulated by man for the sake of a biological weapon, if I remember correctly. She even said that. No, CNN, Washington Post, Huffington Post, every single liberal or Marxist outlet, let's just be honest, they're Marxists at this point, from my perspective anyway. These Marxist outlets, they were so quick to throw her under the bus and destroy her image as if she was a conspiracy theorist. It was just bizarre. Very bizarre. And this is the same country that is running concentration camps as using North Korea as a puppet to run them as well. China's also a country that's using people to embolden or fund the sex trafficking industry. But yet, the media wants to go ahead and take China's word for it over someone who questions China and is against China. They're so eager to want to side with China. So I have my speculations that China's behind it when the elite class is doing everything in their power to keep a certain narrative. And that's their market. I don't think they're that dumb. You have all of this, plus I started thinking about the CDC guidelines and how the CDC in general. See, when I think of the word guidelines first and foremost, I don't think law. They're just recommendations. Right? So as a result, how does the government, how do these state governments, and eventually the federal government when Trump did the executive order in September to halt the evictions, but how does the government have the authority to decide who is or who isn't essential? How does the government have the authority to shut the entire economy down? How are these guys going to tell everyone else to stay in, bite the bullet at the possibility you may lose your job, business, home, etc., while they use our taxpayer money to fund their salaries? How are these corporations going to lecture people on a screen that they, as they get paid and maintain their job, to stay inside, bite the bullet, do your part, jackass? As these questions started coming to light, I have to admit, I was starting to feel foolish, and I was just getting smaller and smaller like you see in cartoons whenever they made a fool. I say that because I was one of those people who questioned the people questioning these lockdowns and mandates. But you know what? It was easy for me to say that. When the government because the government considered me essential, I still had a job, a roof over my head, and oh, by the way, I'm single. Nobody but a dog to take care of. Frankly, for me, I had it made. I barely worked, and was still getting paid the same regardless if I worked 40 hours or 6. Sure. It was easy for me to criticize those who chose not to follow the narrative. But the reality was those people had families to worry about. The bills were going to keep piling on. Unless you were considered, air quote, essential. Every time I use the word essential, just imagine I'm using the word, using the air quotes. But unless you were considered essential, there was more to lose from shutting everything down. The majority, like myself, were so willing to give that up. I still think about it right now. Like, how could I be so foolish to just let the government do that? Be so easy to just give those freedoms up. Like I mentioned in my Thinking Out Loud segment, when in world history has government increased its power and let go of that power and give those freedoms back? Name me one time, and I'll take everything back that I said concerning freedoms and government power. Let me know through the social media platforms I mentioned earlier. But let's start talking about the vaccines. Because the vaccine started coming to fruition with Operation Warp, a competition who could produce the vaccine the fastest. During that time, I saw the Democrats and the Marxist media adamantly oppose getting the vaccine under Trump's presidency. They spoke as if he were in the lab by himself creating the vaccine. Like he was like Dr. Frankenstein, trying to bring someone back to life, a mad scientist, and his hair, his golden hair, just pointed upward because of static electricity, and his eyes, and, you know, pupils dilated. He's got the crazy eyes going. If you're listening to, like, CNN, CNBC, CBS, Huffington Post, New York Times, Washington Post, anything that is not Fox News, or Newsmax, or Daily Caller, actually, let's just stick with Fox News because we're just going to talk about the mainstream corporations, right? But unless you were outside of Fox, if you were listening to those guys speak, you would have thought that Trump was creating the vaccine from a lab by himself. Now, I have to admit, I was impressed. How he was cutting through red tape to bypass bureaucracy. And yes, there's a lot of bureaucracy in our government. And I think there ought to be less government involved when it comes to our health care. I know that goes against the trend of universal health care, but trust me, you don't want the government involved in your health care or running health care. They can't even handle 1%, nonetheless, less than 1% of the population, aka the VA. And for those that say, oh, but the VA, that's not the entire government. No, you dumbass. The VA is part of the government. Who funds it? Taxpayer dollars. That's who pays them. They work for the government. The VA is just dedicated for those who got out of service. That's it. Anyways, before I get too off track, I can tell you this. Despite my impressiveness that he actually bypassed the bureaucracy and the red tape, I can tell you, no matter who ended up in office in 2021, I was going to be hesitant to take it. I did not care what Trump had to say, or Biden for that matter. God gave me a brain, thus having the ability to decipher what's the best decision for my health. Obviously, without getting to the controversy of the 2020 election, because there's a lot of controversy. And I know this thing is going to be controversy because I know the audience tends to be conservative, including myself. So I know what I'm about to say, you know, understand, I'm not suggesting that I don't see there was some malpractice in the election results. But after the 2020 election, when Biden won, the rhetoric of the vaccine changed. We went from don't trust the vaccine to it's trustworthy. I saw all that. It made me more skeptical of the vaccine. But let's think about this for a moment. Let's go back to the Black and Hispanic community. A consistent Democrat voting base. For almost an entire year, you're being told not to trust the vaccine because it was created under Trump. Again, as if Trump was creating the vaccine in a lab down in the basement of the White House by himself. Now, suddenly, you're being told the vaccine is worth taking because just because Trump's not in office anymore. And people wonder why people don't want to take the vaccine. At the end of the day, people are complex. We're complex beings. We can shift our perspectives. But most of the time, in order for that to happen, it's never through force or ultimatums. And if there is, trust me, there will be resentment. There will be a lot of resentment. And if you hear or see something enough times, never stepping out of your echo chamber, you will start to believe it is reality. These elite... The elite can't be surprised with these results. People aren't going to flip the switch just because you tell them to. We aren't robots, nor are we dumb. I say we're not dumb because we know about the line Dr. Fauci did last year through those emails. Though, honestly, we didn't need the emails. Just see how many interviews the man has had, changing tones and stances, at times lashing out at any criticism. An attack on me is an attack on science. That's my personal favorite. Or, you don't know what you're talking about, Rand Paul. Now, I don't blame people who choose to get the vaccine. But notice one side is doing all the demanding. At least the majority of it. The only thing we, the unvaccinated, have asked us to respect our decision what chemicals go into our bodies. It may not be a permanent decision, or maybe. But damn it, this is America. Government? Elite, whatever? You don't mandate us to do anything. We were dumb to allow you to give you that power. But now we know better. To those vaccinated, remember, if you have family, that is more important than the vaccination status. Same could be said on the other end. But for the most part, I've seen more people who chose to get the vaccine, who chose to get the shot, be the ones insisting everybody else to get it. There isn't much grace in those conversations. Gosh, I don't want to class people into vaccinated versus unvaccinated. As a matter of fact, I hate saying this. I hate saying that. But in order for me to get my point across, I have to use these terms to try to bridge the gap of misunderstanding. This isn't fun. It's not. I genuinely do not care if you get the COVID-19 shot or not. If I didn't care when the flu season was fashionable with higher death rates and hospitalizations yearly, I don't care now. It doesn't mean I don't care about your health, but I believe in you. You, the individual, can decide for yourself what's best for you. You're not selfish or selfless if you decide one or the other. I sound libertarian, but I digress. I hope this stops soon. Can we stop this, please, as a matter of fact? I hope this isn't an inevitable situation. Because I know at one point in my life I would like to travel a little bit and do some work overseas, teach abroad perhaps. And if the status quo stays, in order for anyone to do that, they're going to have to get that shot. They're going to have to go against their conscience of what they think is best for their body. Now, granted, I understand sometimes when you do travel to other countries, there are certain shots you have to take. I remember I think I had to take the bubonic plague vaccine before I deployed. Don't hold me to that. I can't remember. But I definitely had to get some shots I'd never gotten in the United States before. So I get that. But this is a virus that has a 99% survival rate. This isn't the smallpox, where there's a death rate of 30%. That's high. That's a big difference between a death rate of 30% versus 0.01%. That's a big difference. I hope this isn't the inevitable. I hope enough people realize what's going on before it's too late. It would be fantastic if we had an Italian moment when the vaccinated burned their vaccine passports in support for the unvaccinated. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? Now, I'm not entirely sure if that'll happen here in America, because we're so polarized that anyone who decides to take a step outside of the box, outside of their echo chambers, they get lashed out. You're a sellout to the tribe. But I would challenge you to step outside the box and go ahead and let those who are going to lash out anyway lash out. Because there may be some people who may actually want or been thinking about stepping outside the chamber for a while. And you could be that person that encourages them to take that next step. Take that next step of bridging that gap between the both spectrums of ideologies together. Divided we fall. United, indivisible, under God. We'll be back to close things out. After the break, stay tuned. Welcome back to Taboo Topic. I am your host, Ken Drew. And thank you for tuning into today's episode. I hope you enjoyed what I had to say. Please come back on Saturday for the weekend review. It's going to be a great episode for you then. Before I go, I want to remind everyone you can leave a review no matter what platform you listen to this podcast from. Please leave a review. Hopefully it's a 5-star, but if it's a 1-star, anything below a 5, by all means, please let me know how I can better improve the show so I can better serve you. And if it's really bad, if you want to really let me know how you really feel, you can always DM me through the social media platforms I mentioned earlier. Or if you want the whole world to know, by all means, just go ahead and leave the review on the platform you listen to the podcast from. With that said, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. And until Saturday, hope you have a great rest of Wednesday. Thank you.